Début du dialogue 7.
Under the Constitution of the United States, a census has to be taken every 10 years. The last census was carried out in 2010, and it showed that the total US population had reached more than 308 million. 50 million and a half of those were Hispanics. Lisa Perry, a demographer living in Texas, has joined me to discuss Hispanics in the US today. Lisa, the number of Hispanics in the US is growing strongly.
Yes. Between 2000 and 2010, the Hispanic population increased by 43%. Growth of the Hispanic population represented over half of the total increase in the U.S. population during that decade.
That seems only natural, as the histories of the U.S. and Mexico have always been closely intertwined.
Oh, yes. One of our Texas state senators told me that her family has always been here. They were here when it was Spain, when it was France, when it was Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederacy, and the United States. Her family's always been in the same place, but the government kept changing.
Are Hispanics in the U.S. thriving?
Hispanics are the largest minority in the U.S. today. But over the past two decades, Hispanics have moved from the middle of the socioeconomic hierarchy between blacks and whites to a position below both.
And this decline in the social and economic status of Hispanics has nothing to do with the problem of work ethic or resistance to assimilation?
Definitely not. What Hispanics in the U.S. experienced is a central chapter in the U.S. subprime crisis. Lenders are known to be averse to risk, and they had always avoided lending to minorities. But a method was invented that enabled lenders to pass risk on to other investors. It was the so-called mortgage-backed security. So there was an enormous expansion of lending for house buying, and lenders targeted their lending at the biggest market available, which was the minorities that they had previously refused to lend money to.
And Hispanics benefited from these so-called subprime loans to buy houses.
The packages lenders offered them were presented seductively, and Hispanics eagerly took them up to buy houses. The process created a housing bubble, and that bubble inevitably burst in the end. Because it was minorities that had been targeted for subprime lending, the problems of non-repayment of loans were concentrated in black and Hispanic neighborhoods after the bubble collapsed.
And Hispanics were worst hit?
Yes, Hispanics suffered most. With the ensuing recession, Hispanics were confronted with two difficulties. Their houses were now worth less than the loan they had taken out to buy them with. Until then, they'd been able to make payments on their mortgages by working in the building industry. But suddenly, all the building jobs disappeared. Hispanics lost their jobs.
So Hispanics lost their jobs and their homes?
They did. The decrease in wealth nationally between 2005 and 2009 was the most acute among Hispanics. One-third of the Hispanic community was left either with debt or no assets. This situation has been aggravated by the fact that Hispanics have the lowest levels of education. Hispanic dropout rates are triple those of whites and double those of African Americans.
In 2008, Barack Obama got nearly 70% of the Hispanic vote. Can Obama count on their voting for him this time?
Obama had a highly successful campaign targeting Hispanics in 2008. He said it was important to reform immigration and made a pledge for comprehensive immigration reform. But Obama did not fulfill his pledge. Today, according to a poll, only 54% of registered Hispanics say they're going to vote for Obama.
It's obvious that renewing his promise of immigration reform will hardly convince Hispanics to vote for Obama this time round.
But Hispanics do support the education policy and school reforms of President Obama and the Democrats. In fact, the most tangible achievements of Hispanics under the Obama administration are in education. Hispanic dropout rates have decreased and Hispanic college enrollments have increased.
And minorities do tend to vote Democratic.
Yes, and Hispanics are in favor of a robust federal government, so they aren't receptive to the messages of the Republicans and particularly the Tea Party.
Fin du dialogue 7.